Track 13.
It's the highlight of the footballing calendar, the day when the city wakes up to the big match of the year. David Cleberson is here to tell us what to look out for this season. Could you tell us, David, why these rivalries are still so important today?
One reason these rivalries provide such high-profile matches is because of all the money that surrounds them. Media coverage is massive and almost overshadows the matches themselves, which can, at times, be disappointing because of all the tension involved.
You've chosen three rivalries for us today.
Yes, that's right. I'm going to start in Argentina, with the biggest rivalry being the Buenos Aires one. Boca Juniors, famous for their yellow and blue strip, and River Plate fight it out four times a year in what's known as the Super Clásico. Both clubs have origins in La Boca, the working-class Dockland area of Buenos Aires. However, River moved to a wealthier district in 1925. Since then, Boca Juniors has been known as the club of Argentina's working class, or the people's club, with many Boca fans coming from the local Italian immigrant community. In contrast, River Plate are nicknamed Los Millonarios, the millionaires, with a supposedly upper-class support base. Super Clásico matches are noted for the gigantic flags and banners which each club supporters hang from all over the stadium.
I've heard that many people plan a trip to the Argentine capital just to catch the Super Clásico. What about in Europe, David?
In Italy, a key derby is between Inter Milan and AC Milan. It is called Derby della Madonnina, in honour of the statue of the Virgin Mary on the top of Milan's cathedral. In the past, Inter was seen as the club of the Milan middle classes, whereas AC Milan was the working class team.
And the greatest of them all for you?
Well, surprisingly, we need to turn to Turkey for that. Recently, Istanbul was voted the most exciting derby of them all, and it's between Galatasaray and Fenerbahce. It's a unique rivalry because, although both teams call the same city home, they're based on different continents. Fenerbahce, traditionally associated with a more working-class fan base, has their home stadium on the Asian side of Istanbul. Galatasaray, whose supporters are historically thought of as being from the upper classes, are based on the European side. Interestingly, Galatasaray has something of a fan base in Australia because some of the country's best-loved players went to play there. That shows how globalised a sport football has become.